Hey, everybody, here we are. Episode, 234. 234 of Is This Thing Working? Hey, I'm your host, James, and my co-host over there, Denise. I love her, man. She's over smiling at me so big today. How's it going, Denise?
It is awesome.
Yeah.
In East Texas
I
today.
Hear you.
It rained all day long.
It sucked.
We were out working and we do a lot of delivering, and I'm telling you, I was soaked. My feet were soaked. I had to come home early today.
Yeah.
I took a half day.
There you go.
I really enjoyed it.
There you
it was
go.
Fun.
I hear you.
I got to work on the show a little bit longer. Didn't sound like we've been working on it, but yeah, we've been working on it for a while.
Yeah, and we needed to, because I think in the past day or two, we've had a big news cycle, and we've had a lot of crazy shit going on. You know, you've got the headset thing, man. You've got the coronavirus going on. You've got the assassination of the CEO of United Health this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, man. You've got President Trump trying to pick his nominations for his cabinet, and you've got our Senate fighting him the whole way. And I'm going to say it, our Senate is fighting him the whole way, man. And you look at everything that's going on and going down, man, and we've won a lot of battles. I'll tell you that. You know, ain't no need to hold our head down. We've won a lot of battles. We've lost some battles too, you know, but we've won a lot of them. And I don't want to see us rest on those. And I don't want to see us just be satisfied with that and not fight back. Think about this, man. We've lost 3 seats in California.
Yeah.
Yeah. Three of our House of Representative seats in California. We've lost 3, and what, the majority now is down to 1 or 2?
I believe it's 1. I think we have, because I just read a headline before we came on the show that the last House member has been chosen.
Yeah.
And it flipped a seat to Democrat by, what was it, 187 votes?
Yeah. And the stories that we're going to bring to you tonight, man, you got to sit back and you got to ask yourself, man, was it like this in 2016? Was it like this, you know, in 2008, you know, in 2012? Was it like this in 2004? You know, and you look at the way the country has went, man. And guys, when you see people say that, hey, open your eyes, because we got a lot of communist infiltration in our country, and we're in the middle of a communist takeover. You can call it what you want, but
yeah, there's a lot of names for it.
Yeah.
What, like Marxist and socialist?
Sure, and socialist. Oh man, we could debate those terms all day long. But the thing that we got to remember in all of those, these are the things that are similar. And these are the tactics that are being pulled on us, the American people, and the people that we want to be in our government. You know, and you think about these things: suppression of opposition, eliminating your political opposition through repression, through censorship and imprisonment, you know, as seen in communist states like the Soviet Union and China. Okay? And you go immediately, you think, hey man, President Trump. All of this has happened to President Trump, and it did, and this is exactly what it is. It's a communist tactic, but then you turn around and you go, but it didn't happen on the other side, but it did, because Joe Biden, it happened to him. Joe Biden was the nominee. He was the one running in a primary to be the president again in this election, and they yanked him out of power, man. You know what I mean? And now you look at how they're fighting all of Trump's nomination picks. People, just open your eyes, man, and realize that these people really do want to take us over. They want the one-party state. If you think about it, they don't call us a one-party state, but right now they're acting like a one-party state. Are they not?
Yeah, they are. And the thing is you know, the things that we're going to speak of today, you know,
are examples of
of exactly what's going on and how they're gaslighting you. I mean, saying that they're all Republican. Why would they, you know, they let Biden's every one of his
wishes go through
that he wanted go through with flying colors. I mean,
and they gave him an open pocketbook.
You know, but,
you know what I mean?
President Trump, no, we're going to stop him from doing anything.
From anything that he wants to do.
But folks, before we start the show, we want to state these are our opinions and our assertions.
Yes, they are.
And if you like our opinions and our assertions,
you tell your friends, you hit that like button, share our show, follow. You can even subscribe, man. Hey, and if you don't like our opinions, you go ahead and tell your friends. Go ahead and share the show. Plus, we're on all platforms like Getter, X, Twitter, Facebook, whatever. Blue Sky. Hell, we're probably on Blue Sky, too. I don't
care. We are on Blue Sky.
Awesome.
And we're on Threads. We're on every one of them. You could catch us anywhere. All you have to do is type in the search bar, is this thing working? And we show up. And you can listen to us anywhere. It's exciting. But make sure you download that Rumble app so you can get instant notifications when we go live Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Let's hear a little bit from our sponsor, Shopify.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Let me tell you about Shopify, the ultimate commerce platform that's here to help you start, run, and grow your business. Whether you're selling handmade crafts, digital downloads, or even managing a global enterprise, Shopify has you covered. It's super easy to use with customizable templates to make your store your store. Plus, it handles everything from inventory management to payment processing and even marketing tools all at one place. Here's what I love about Shopify. It works for businesses of all sizes. You can sell online, in person, and through social media. And speaking of growth, they got 24/7 support and resources to help you scale like a pro. So remember, big dreams need big tools. Shopify is the tool to make it happen. Start building your success story today at Shopify.com.
Please check us out. Also,
and we got great merchandise in our store. We might even have some Christmas gifts in there if you go ahead and look into our store. We post the link in our show notes.
There we go.
Yep. So click that link below.
Welcome to the Texas Brief, everybody. And we have a little video we want to play for you that is going to, we've been talking about China. And
Greg
how,
Abbott and all the executive orders.
How Governor Abbott is blocking investments in China.
He's fighting China left and right.
Oh, man.
People don't know that.
They really don't.
Yeah.
But we're going to play a little bit of Daily Headlines with Brandon Waltons. He is with Texas Scorecard. It's less than a minute. And this, he'll give you the headline. Here he goes.
A new measure has been filed in the Texas House that aims to block universities from accepting funding from China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, their governments. State Representative Giovanni Capriglione filed House Bill 173. The new legislation lists certain specific countries and entities that higher education institutions in Texas will no longer be permitted to accept gifts and grants from. In addition to China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, the act mentions that universities cannot solicit grants from governments that have provided material support to foreign terrorist organizations. Governor Greg Abbott recently directed state entities, including funds controlled by higher ed institutions, to block new investments in China and to simultaneously divest from any existing holdings tied to the Chinese Communist Party. Governor Abbott also directed public institutions of higher ed to take steps to safeguard intellectual property.
Absolutely. 100% on board with this. Man,
yeah,
people are fixing to lose a lot of money. I'm surprised that there hasn't been no blowback from this.
Well, who knows? You know what's cool about this, too, and as I was listening to this, man, it almost makes their money coming here criminal, which it should be, man, because these universities should be funded through state and national levels, and that's it, man.
That, you know, and I don't even like the federal funding.
Because,
you know, that just gives, you have to do what the federal government says. If you are under the federal government's thumb for any of their money whatsoever, they get tuition.
Okay. There
you
go.
They get tuition.
That's exactly how that's exactly why what I talked about at the beginning continues on, is because who's giving the money to the colleges? Chinese Communist Party.
Mm-hmm. That's
Russia,
right.
Other foreign countries that give money to terrorist organizations, all of this, those are the ones that are funding the college. Those are the ones that are spitting out the rhetoric. Those are the ones that are creating and causing and have been a part of deep state takeover that mm-hmm. we have witnessed in the past 4 years.
It is. It's getting bigger and bigger, and they're getting more into into your business.
So that's why what Greg Abbott done right there is big.
It is big.
Yep, that is huge.
And then another thing that's big that happened today, and goes to what we were talking about big business and how the government puts their thumb on things when you get government money. Dallas-based Southwest Airlines has announced it will end all diversity, equity, and inclusion hiring practices following a federal civil rights complaint filed by America First Legal.
Cool.
Amen. Very yep. good.
A lot of companies are starting dropping their DEI, man.
It's time.
Well, and it's hurt them too, man.
It really has hurt them. You know, yep. they could say this. I mean, he filed a complaint. They immediately go, okay, yeah, let's get rid of that now.
Well, hey, man, we worked at the USPS for 8 years, and we've seen DEI go on there quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know.
A lot. We left there because of all that.
Yeah. We talked at the beginning about being taken over and about a one-party state, man. And in my eyes, the way I view what's going on in on Capitol Hill today is a one-party state, man. Because you've got the Democrat people over here, really, truthfully, the only ones fighting. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That are only fighting. But you've got the few on the Republican side that always tend to lean toward the Democrat side on damn near every issue, and it doesn't matter. And we begin to call them people rhinos, and we call them people Democrats. But to me, they're all one party, man.
There is something that someone always says, and it always just rings true to me, is a Republican can be a Democrat, but a Democrat cannot be a Republican.
Couldn't agree more.
And that was said by Bongino.
Yeah, couldn't agree
and he
more.
He says it all the time. And and this is more. This is what happens with these rhinos, because they just want to be so involved with their friends.
Or they get bought out.
Or they get bought out, or this is,
or
you
they
know,
get threatened.
They get too
way.
Arrogant in my book.
Yeah.
I mean, way too arrogant.
I believe they
Who
go,
do they
the,
think
I believe
they
go they go along to get along.
100%.
You know what I mean?
I do too.
I think that's what they do, and that's just the complete wrong approach, man. And basically, they're the ones that are ruling everything, and they're sitting here just like John Cornyn says. He goes, it says breaking. Senator John Cornyn just refused to back Pete Hegseth, saying, "I'm going to let the process play out. Texas needs to dump this rhino. This is not about you, John Cornyn. We the people demand Pete Hegseth. That was our mandate. We the people voted for President Trump and J.D. Vance, and that is who we the people wanted, and we the people have a mandate. You
oh, yeah.
sit down, John Cornyn, and shut up, because you need, yeah, man.
Yeah, and this Joni Ernst, who thinks all of a sudden she's just so, so, so important.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so she come out, you know, with a lot of rhetoric. You know, the Wall Street Journal come out with stuff against Pete Hegseth, and now we have over and over the amount of people that came out today, and hashtag Pete Only was once again like cash only. Now we did Pete Hegseth, and he was trending number one today. Everybody has come out for him, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had Will.
Yeah, Will Cain.
Will Cain came out, and he said that Pete Hegseth is thoroughly qualified in intellect, wisdom, vision, and as a war fighter. And you should decide whether you choose to side with anonymous sources or the legions of colleagues, veterans, elite warriors, and MOH recipients who support Pete and Donald Trump. You know, and so Joni Ernst, you know, she came out this afternoon and she said, I appreciate Pete Hegseth's service to our country, something we both share. Today, as part of the confirmation process, we had a frank and thorough conversation. But then people started smearing her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she has nothing, and I mean no reason to be judging anybody.
Right.
You know, and I'm getting a little tired of these senators and their arrogance. Like I said earlier.
Yeah.
How arrogant they are, that they are above reproach.
Because they're protected by the Democrat Party, because they always tend to go with them. Yeah.
You know,
I get it.
And if you notice that Joni Ernst is also wanting to be, or is trying to be, is in head of a committee in the Senate for DOGE. So she needs to be watched.
Yeah.
100%. You know. But Publius came out and broke this news about Joni Ernst herself today.
Yeah. He said the rhino running the smear campaign against Pete Hegseth is Joni Ernst. Joni Ernst's ex-husband, Gail, claimed in divorce documents that she had an affair with one of her soldiers while she was deployed overseas. Specifically, he alleged that Joni had sexual affair with a soldier under her command during her deployment from 2003 to 2004. And Gail Ernst stated in his affidavit that he caught her secretly emailing the soldier and that she admitted to the affair, apologizing and begging him not to say anything.
Yes, because, you know, if for any reason someone would have found out about this, she would have been gone. Her military record would have been ruined.
Yeah.
And everything, and she would not be a senator.
Yeah, she could have got court-martialed over that.
Yes, she very much could have.
Yeah.
But, and then he goes on to say, what could we found in Lindsey Graham's closet? How do these corrupt rhinos feel when the tables are turned on them? And this is what we need to do, folks. This is our call to action. We need to turn the tables onto them. We cannot let them win this battle.
No.
Pete Hegseth, as you see on my computer sitting right here, President Trump, just what, a little over an hour ago, he says, in case you missed it, you need to read Wall Street Journal's op-ed from Pete Hegseth. And the title is, I Faced Fire Before, I Won't Back Down. And he says, I look forward to an honest confirmation hearing, not a press show trial based on anonymous accusations. And this is enough. This is the line that we need to draw right here, is you need to quit smearing people and ruining their families and just lying about them and making their life miserable. You need to stop.
Right.
A mandate did happen, because I'm sorry, those people that think they won in California, that was cheating. Everyone could see it. It was in front of your face. Three seats that flipped over there in California. That's cheating.
Yep.
100%. And everyone knows it. So there is a mandate in this country, and we beat the cheat to get where we're at. And it is time. It is time for every one of the senators to stop playing games.
Yes.
And to confirm every single nomination.
Exactly.
Period. That President Trump wants.
Yep.
He made it back into the White House without you. Without you.
Yep. Without your support. He made it because we, the people, voted.
That's exactly right. And sorry, I went on a rant right there.
I loved it. It was cool.
But here's a little video from him and what he had to say about it. Listen.
Yeah, this was him speaking after his meeting with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
I think he met with all of them, didn't he?
I guess.
He had a meeting with all of them.
That's what CNN's headline was.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Here we go.
especially members of the Senate Armed Services Committee, whose passion is the Defense Department, and our warfighters, to hear what they want to do to make sure that department is properly oriented for the threats of the world and make sure that we're putting the warfighters first. That's what Donald Trump asked me to do. Your job is to bring a warfighting ethos back to the Pentagon. Your job is to make sure that it's lethality, lethality, lethality. Everything else is gone. Everything else that distracts from that shouldn't be happening. That's the message I'm hearing from senators in that advise and consent process. It's been a wonderful process.
Yes. Very
that,
good.
That is it. That is the truth.
And that's what President Trump asked him to do and told him what his job was.
Yep.
You know,
and I believe he would ask that of any of them.
You know, and the thing is, if you've watched any of his interviews, which we've played over and over and over again over the last year, you will figure out and find out that the one thing he always said was, our military needs its strength back.
Yes.
Over and over again. So anyone that's surprised that he would pick someone that was for the warriors,
exactly,
for the war fighting warriors, then you live in a glass house.
So it makes you, that's exactly right. So it makes you ask, why all the pushback? What's the end game in the pushback? The takeover, man. The thing that they've been trying to do, the thing that they didn't want to see happen was us get back into power. We the people are in power, man.
Yes, and they're really still trying to cheat it.
Yeah.
And you know, I listened to Steve Bannon today, and he kind of put a little fear in me because he says, look what they did in California.
Yeah.
And we slept on it. We did not get it in time. And in two years, Jeffries will spend $2 billion on the House, and they will get the House, and they will impeach him immediately.
They have
plans to do this. So this is also a call to action, folks. We need to wake up and pay attention. We need more people to wake up and pay attention.
And exactly correct. Exactly correct. And that's just like today I found out when Adam Gray won his seat in against John Duarte in California. You know, I said that on X. I said that, look, I'm going to even go check it out. I got to find it here real quick. It won't take me but just a second. But this is what I said, and I mean this from here on out, man, because I am sick and tired of it, man. If you rig and cheat an election in our United States of America, like you just did, then I don't call you an American anymore. In my eyes, you're a commie. Adam Gray, you cheated this election, dude. You're a commie, man. In my eyes, you're a commie. You're an enemy of my country because you dishonestly went in there and counted votes and counted votes and counted votes until you won. He won by 187 votes. No, you didn't, man. I didn't fall off a turnip truck yesterday, man.
No, it didn't take a solid month.
No. Dude, you lost.
A solid month.
But the point is, a lot of those, like you said, they conceded. A lot of those elections, they conceded and they backed out too early.
And why?
That, man, you can't do that.
Like we said. A recount, that was close enough for a recount. You know, but I get it. I get why you did it. In a way, because these people go after you. You know, if you are called an election denier, oh, how dare you? I mean, we need strong people. You know, if you let the Democrat win when you know that they cheated, then we didn't want you.
Look, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry, because we need strong MAGA people to actually,
we need
populist America. Well, it's the same thing. Make America great again. Everybody wants to make America great again. Everybody
that lives here should or would. And that's
make America healthy again. Make America safe again. That's what Pete Hegseth is going to do. Make America safe again. And let's listen to our sponsor, Cornbread Hemp.
You ever feel like you need a little extra support to unwind? Cornbread Hemp's here for you, man. They offer full-spectrum CBD products that are USDA-certified, organic, and crafted to help you find your calm naturally. Cornbread Hemp uses only the highest quality hemp grown right here in the USA with products made from the flower only. And to give you the best of what CBD has to offer, no stems, no leaves, just pure potent goodness. From their best-selling CBD oils to their gummies to their lotions, Cornbread Hemp has something for everyone looking to de-stress and recharge. And plus, all their products are lab-tested for purity and transparency, so you know you're getting exactly what's on the label. Hey, man, if you're ready to add a little calm to your day, check out Cornbread Hemp and feel the difference for yourself. Your body and your mind deserve it. If you go to cornbreadhemp.com, use promo code ITTW, and you will save 30% off on your initial purchase. Click that link below.
Absolutely. We haven't had a chance to talk about the report that came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Committee on Oversight and Accountability? The Oversight Committee, COVID.
Yeah. The COVID. Select Subcommittee.
Yeah. They have so many subcommittees.
Yeah. But the origins of this pandemic and what she's talking about, they had a report come out, 525 pages. And basically, in this thing, they admitted that everything that we said was happening during COVID that they denied back then was actually true.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, and we have a list of their bullet points here. We'll read a couple of them. It says, especially the very first one, COVID-19 origin. COVID-19 most likely emerged from a laboratory in Wuhan, China. The five strongest arguments in favor of the lab leak theory include.
Yeah. The virus possesses a biological characteristic that's not found in nature. Data shows that all cases stem from a single introduction into humans. This runs contrary to previous pandemics where there were multiple spillover events. And he goes on, Wuhan is home to China's foremost SARS research lab, which has a history of conducting gain-of-function research. And it, like she said, what it does, and especially the gain-of-function research, a lab-related incident involving gain-of-function research is most likely the origin of this virus. Current government mechanisms for overseeing this dangerous gain-of-function research are incomplete, severely convoluted, and lack global applicability. The gain-of-function thing is really, really big. If you follow John Cullen on X, if you go to I Am John Cullen and you look, he will give you his take on it. Read it. Come back, look at this. You tell me what you think, man.
I don't know. I know a lot of money was spent. A lot of people lost their lives. And, right. You know, we get a report that says most likely.
Uh-huh.
Most likely. They use most likely in every paragraph. Most likely.
Most likely.
Most likely.
Yeah.
That is like saying maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe this happened.
Yeah.
Most likely this happened.
Yeah.
I don't understand, folks, why we can't get someone to say this happened. It happened like this.
It did happen like that. But you're right. Nobody will say it.
No one will come out and really just say it.
I will. It did happen that way.
It happened that way.
I watched my mom get this and not be treated at all.
It was a lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology put out by the NIH, and Dr. Fauci was the ringleader.
Yep.
That is what we all know.
That's it.
What do you think is going to ever be done about it? They come out with this 555-page report. And yes, folks, we could go through every page. But I'm going to be honest with you. Everything is going to say most likely.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing is going to actually come out and tell
Nobody
you.
Nobody will admit the truth.
Because then they would have to actually, arrest somebody, maybe.
As they should.
One more thing that we want to talk about before we shut off the show today. And we have so enjoyed being here. You notice we've been talking like a whole bunch today, you know, but I really, really am just floored by this CEO that was gunned down in New York City this morning. The United Healthcare CEO, Brian Thompson, was assassinated. You know, he was killed in a targeted shooting outside a Hilton hotel in Midtown Manhattan. Surveillance footage and witness accounts describe the shooter as using a silenced pistol, firing multiple shots before fleeing the scene. The New York PD has released suspect photos and is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest. I believe it's $10,000. While confirming the attack appeared to be premeditated. Well, they've come out with video and we've watched the video. You know, now I read earlier that someone did a rundown of it and said that he was shot in the chest and I guess that's what killed him. But in the video itself, the first time he was shot was in the back.
Sure was. Yeah.
You know, so I want everyone to, you know, I mean, if you can't watch the video because it is very disturbing.
It's graphic. I mean, it happened. Yeah.
Well, I think it was Colin Rugg said that. Yeah. He said firearm striking the 50-year-old male victim in the chest and causing his demise. Yeah. So that's what caused, but he shot him in the back. I know.
The video showed him getting shot in the back.
You know, so I just wanted to clear that up. And, but everyone say prayer for his family and everything. It's really just disturbing that, you know, he was just walking back to his hotel, I believe, and,
you know, gunned down
early in the morning at 6:40 a.m. I mean,
but
and
we don't know
still,
the motive yet.
Still yeah. not any motive or any information whatsoever.
Right.
But they are asking for a $10,000 reward, you know, and it's crazy that this can happen in, America, that people just walk up and, you know, assassinate you. But he looked like he, you know, a paid assassin, you know, like
watch
he was
the video. Yeah.
Yeah. Watch the video. We have it posted on our X. I haven't done it on any of my other platforms for the simple reason that Facebook will take me down, you know, and TikTok will give me a strike, you know, because you can't actually show truth on those platforms. But everyone, please pray for him, and please pray for that Daniel Penny. They're going to come back with that verdict any day now. You know, we're going to be talking about him some more. We'll probably hear about that verdict coming up in the next day or two. So everyone stay tuned to that. Also, thank you for listening tonight. We appreciate you for being here. We are live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Rumble, X, and Getter. So join us every time we're live, and then listen to our podcast. Please. It goes out soon after. Thank you.
Is this thing working?
Rise up.